So this passage today means a lot to me as someone who has decided to feed God's sheep in the way that I do. But this message is for all of us. It's a beautiful passage, and it's one without judgment, where Jesus is just coaxing Peter. If we remember back, Peter was bold enough to say, "Lord, if you go to your death, I will lay my life down for you." And of course, when Peter was arrested, Peter left like all the rest. And, you know, Jesus had told Peter, "You'll deny me three times before the rooster crows." And sure enough, Peter denied him three times. So we have Peter in this situation where Jesus has arisen. This is the third time in John where Jesus has presented himself to the disciples. So we have to think about the mindset of Peter. What is he thinking? You know, does he feel forgiven? Does he feel loved? We'll talk more about that after we pray together. Dear God of grace and love, we come in gratitude today for the love of this community, the body of Christ. We humbly come to this place of worship to connect and grow in relationship with you and others. Let us grasp what it is to give to the church what we are called to give. We know that everything is created by you. Everything belongs to you. Give us your gracious knowledge. Help us to set aside doubt and enter into freedom of giving all that we are to be your hands and feet for each other and in the world. Amen. So back to this little lesson for Peter. As I sat and thought about this for a little, I thought, what would it have been like to be asked in that way by Jesus? Do you love me? So I closed my eyes and I repeated three times, "Do you love me? Do you love me? Do you love me?" And as I did that, with each question, "Do you love me?" my heart just filled with love and adoration for God. For where I am as a person, I'm so thankful that I get to feed God's sheep in the way that I do. But it's not just that for me, it's for everybody. That question over again, "Do you love me?" Peter's frustration came because he knew that Jesus knew that he loved him, and he didn't get it. Peter often is put out this way in the Gospels as being blundering and not understanding. Even after this, when Jesus draws him in, just the two of them talking, Peter becomes agitated and looks behind him and sees another disciple, and he says, "What about him?" You know? And that's something that we do as well. We ask, "Well, what about that person?" When we give, like all of these pictures that we've seen today and honoring of people who give in this community, we give from our hearts. It's a non-reciprocal kind of thing. You give because you love. And when we get to that place where we turn around and we say, "Well, what about that guy?" then we've stopped loving and giving. And we've stopped engaging with Jesus. We've stopped engaging with God. This Stewardship Sunday is an important time of the year. A lot of pastors really hate Stewardship Sunday because they don't like to ask for money. Well, I feel like we're all one community, and we know that the church costs money. Everything that we do here costs money. But we're dedicated to being here because we worship together, because we're a community. So we ask each other, "Do you love me?" And the answer is yes. We all love each other dearly and deeply. We all love God, and that's why we're seated here today. We love that we can come in here and learn a little bit more and love each other a little bit more. And it's exciting, and it's deeply held by everyone. When I thought about putting something out there, you know, we're supposed to write something about somebody who helped us, I started a list. I started thinking about everyone who's helped me, and I wrote pages of things about people. And I thought, well, I could spend my whole sermon thanking everyone. And that's, I know that you all know that you've helped me and loved me and that you've helped the church. I can't tell you how often I'm here during the week and someone is here. Scott was on the roof this week. You know, we all do so many amazing things here. And it always lets me know that we do love each other. We do love God, and we're good stewards of what we have here. So just embrace this time and embrace the beautiful pictures that you saw today and think about every single person who does something. I don't know a single person who's seated here who hasn't done something for the church or for someone in the church. Even just showing up is part of your stewardship, part of your love for the church. So even if we're like Peter and we forget and we start looking at the other person and saying, what about him? Let's just remember this story and remember that Jesus is calling us into love. If you love me, feed my sheep. If you love me, tend my lambs, shepherd my herd. You all look so tentative today. I am so honored to be part of this community. And I want to say so many things about all of you. There are just too many to say, and I know I'll leave someone out, so I'm not going to do it. But I think I might just post this list one day, because as I started doing it, I realized I was posting something about almost everyone here. Thank you. Thank you all for feeding God's sheep, for loving God's lambs, and for loving God. Amen.